He folded his arms on the side of my bed and rested his chin on his arms. His expression was smooth, the anger reined in. Evidently, he'd decided he wasn't angry with me. I hoped I'd get a chance to warn Alice before he caught up with her. "You have saved me," he said quietly. "I can't always be Lois Lane," I insisted. "I want to be Superman, too." "You don't know what you're asking." His voice was soft. He stared intently at the edge of the pillowcase. "I think I do." "Bella, you don't know. I've had almost 90 years to think about this, and I'm still not sure. Do you wish that Carlyle hadn't saved you?" "No, I don't wish that." He paused before continuing. "But my life was over. I wasn't giving anything up. You are my life. You're the only thing it would hurt me to lose." I was getting better at this. It was easy to admit how much I needed him. He was very calm, though. Decided. "I can't do it, Bella. I won't do that to you." "Why not?" My throat rasped, and the words weren't as loud as I'd meant them to be. "Don't tell me it's too hard. After today, or I guess it was a few days ago. Anyway, after that, it should be nothing." He glared at me.